Hello, Marlon Sanders here. In the next few minutes, we're going to talk about how to increase your sales and profits week after week. Stop spinning around in freaking circles like you're on one of those little hamster wheels. Get focused now. Only 5 minutes a day using what I call my volume times mass formula, which you probably haven't heard before, but you'll hear about it here in just a minute. What would happen if you only needed to focus on two things to increase your sales and increase your profits week after week, virtually, or I dare say, like clockwork? You know, you heard of the 80-20 rule before, but to be successful with it, you need to knock the zero off the 20. And only then do you have the real solution. And it's kind of interesting. We're going to get into it. But the thing is we in online marketing, A, we only have time for a couple things, but B, there's only two things that matter. The problem is most people are focusing on the wrong two, three, four, five, six things, and that's the problem. See, most people aren't doing anything wrong. They're focusing on too many things, and that's what's wrong. Very famous sales editor in the old days you probably read before, Joe Carbo, said, most people are too busy earning a living to make any money. And in marketing, there's a lot of truth in that. You know, because think about it. Here's just like a typical week for a lot of us, and we've all been here, right? I mean, you're talking to people on Facebook. You're researching your new products. You're studying something that you bought. You're trying out a thing or two. And, you know, it's not that those things are bad. Like today, just this morning, I was downloading some videos I bought. And then last night, I worked a little bit with my programmer on integrating a script. So it's not that those things are bad, but you can't do those and lose focus on the only two things that matter. Because if you lose focus on these two things, well, you'll see. Well, I'll get into that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's just talk about the typical week. You know, at the end of the week, if you're doing this and you don't have the focus on the two things, you get this vague, you ever had that gnawing, vague feeling that you didn't get anything accomplished or anything? It seems like you spun your wheels, you did stuff, maybe you did a lot of stuff, but you just didn't feel like you got anything accomplished. And a lot of times that to-do list just gets longer and longer. And you get frustrated by the lack of results. Your bank account starts crying out for money. If you're married or you have a significant other, the spousal unit isn't pleased. You know, my customers, when I've done surveys, have told me things like this. You know, that they lack focus, don't know what to do next, get distracted, too many emails, too many offers, start one thing but don't finish it, you know, go from one thing to the next, or, you know, something's exciting but you get into it, it's a little more complicated than you thought, a little more technical, maybe, you know, than you thought or something, and then something more exciting comes along, sounds faster, simpler, easier, you know, and it's easy to jump onto that because the grass is always greener on the other side, right? And then there's all these conflicting systems. So there's confusion, there's overwhelm, there's conflicting things, there's problems with time management, you know, problems with focus. The question is, how do you really get focused on what's doable and successful? Because, you know, you can have things that are successful that work for some people, but for you, they're just not doable. I see a lot of people who are, you know, age 40, 45, 50, 60, 70, trying to do what 21-year-olds do that grew up with a joystick and a laptop in their crib, you know, or a smartphone in their crib. And it just doesn't work. But you got to have stuff that's doable that'll make you successful, not just copy what somebody does that's successful. So, you know, maybe you've tried systems. You know, you bought the office supply planners, and I know I've certainly bought those. Nothing wrong with them, but you pay 40 or 50 bucks or something, you know, and it's not really customized to what you do. You know, I bought the expensive planners before, and I have one of them with a nice leather cover and the little dividers and all of that stuff. Maybe you tried makeshift systems by making your own. We use all these really cool different online services that they have now. But they leave you with stacks of to-dos. No matter what, which one of those systems you're using, you typically end up with a whole lot of to-dos on a master list, on a software program, written down in the planner. You know, you feel like you're freaking all over the place. There's nothing that focuses you about those systems. It's just kind of like spaghetti marketing. You're hoping you throw enough up there somewhere and on the planner and something's going to stick. You throw enough junk into the project manager and hopefully something will work. You know, does efficiency really help is the question. And if you run in circles, does speed help? You know, if you get to the other end of the circle faster, Did you really do anything? How do you know if you're making progress? What about the endless to-do list? Where's the focus? I'll never forget. One time I was on the airplane, and I'd written out all my to-dos, and I looked at the things that I felt I had to get done. There were 78 on a yellow tablet. And I was like, how am I going to get 78 things done? I don't know if you've ever been there, but boy, that was tough, right? Store-bought planners are great, but they're not customized to what we do to online marketing, internet marketing, running an online business. They're just a glorified place for endless to-dos, basically. There's nothing that helps you focus on the 20% or knock off the zero, and certainly not the 2%. All they do is give you a place to write down all the stuff that doesn't work for you, probably not going to work for you, and you don't have time to do friggin' anyway. Then there's online services, and they're great about emailing you the stuff to do that you don't have time to do. And there's online project planners that'll help you outsource it if you had time to outsource it and had time to find the person to outsource it to, which you probably don't, you know. Often they make it even easier to grow a monster task list. Desktop software will remind you but doesn't guide you. The bottom line is online services, they don't help you figure out what to do. They're there to help you do project management, you know, organize it, outsource it, track it, but it's not what you should you be sticking in there, typing in there, punching the keys on in the first place is my question. And that was what I wanted to solve for my customers, you know. And then there's coaching and courses and training, you know. There's tons of things you might do, could do, should do, ought to do. There's not one plan, but there's many alternatives. Usually you buy a training, you buy a course, you buy a membership site. They don't have one plan in the membership site. It's like a little bit about you could be doing this and this and this and this, or you join one of those forums and they're like, here's the PPV sub forum. You know, here's the this sub forum, the that sub forum, the Facebook marketer sub forum, the info product marketer sub forum, the this sub forum, the that sub. And there's not any plan there. It's just a whole bunch of spaghetti thrown into a forum, right? Same thing in a lot of coaching programs and courses. It's here's a whole bunch of stuff that might work, possibly work. Like you ever bought, you know, and it's tough. It's tough. You get drugged down in the nitty gritty and you lose whatever focus you did have. Well, what if you didn't have to go through all of that? What if you didn't have to look at 78 to-dos on a yellow pad wondering which one should I start with? You know, what do I do? What if you didn't sit there and just wonder when you're going to sleep at night or waking up in the morning, laying there before you get up going, well, what am I going to do today? Right? Or you get out and you're like, I don't know what to do today that's really going to work for me. You know, what if there were only two things you needed to focus on? And by focusing on them, you'd make progress every week, week after week, day after day, month after month. Every week and every day, you knew exactly what your plan was. You only needed 5 minutes a day to focus in on it. Would that change things for you? Would you agree with me? That would change. Let's go back. Would you agree with me? Wouldn't you agree with me? That would change things? I think you would. Because we're in an attention economy, and the one thing we don't have time is to focus on more stuff. So I created a thing called the mass times. I didn't create it, but the mass times velocity formula. It's the two things you need to focus on, M times V, mass and velocity. Let me explain it. Mass is your dollar customer value. Velocity is the number of new customers. Now, if this sounds highfalutin to you, and I'm from Oklahoma, excuse me, some of you in other countries like UK, England, Singapore, Australia, you know, South Africa, Japan, you may not understand my slang here, even though where Oklahoma is in the United States. But, you know, where I come from, we try to talk in plain language. And what this means is this is the only thing we're in the business of, getting customers, you know, and getting them to buy stuff over and over and over, or buy more stuff or more expensive stuff, depending on your model. You could just be wanting to get, you know, $2,000 customers a month, or you may want to get $120 customers. I don't know what your model is, but we're trying to get customers and we're making them worth more money, or right? And making so that's the only business we're in. It's mass. The dollars we're getting from our customers in exchange for something really valuable, albeit we're taking money, not giving things back. We're providing a valuable service. But the dollar customer value. You know, this is a business. I understand it's customers. I understand it's people. I understand it's relationships. But it is a business, and we're not in nonprofit. We have to make money. And we have to maximize or get the most dollars we can from our customers in exchange for providing tremendous value. Then velocity, the number of new customers, because you can have a huge customer value. Yeah, my customers are worth $1 million each. How many did you get this year? None. You know, there's this trade-off. You got to get new customers, and they got to be worth more money. So let's look here at the average of 30-day customer value. Let's just say that if you took all your customers and you figured out what they had spent on average per month in the last 3 months. So you take 3 months of what they spent, you divide it by three, and that comes to $60. Meaning they spent $180 in 3 months on average. So that's $60 a month. So now you do what we call a goal setting, but not the way everyone else in the freaking world does goals. What you do a goal is you say, okay, I've been making $60 average. How can I boost that to 65 or 62 or 70? Something small, achievable, and realistic. We're going to use from 60 to 70 as an example. That's a difference of $10. Would you agree with me on that? They're spending 60 every month. We want them to spend 70. So that's a difference of $10. Now let's say you're working 4 days a week. $10 divided by four is $2.50. $10 divided by 4 weeks in the month is $2.50 a week. Now we take $2.50. We're saying where you're working 6 days a week. You can be five, you can be four, it can be three. It's whatever. You divide it out. But let's just say for the sake of my example here, $2.50 divided by six, if I did the math right, which is probably questionable, but if I did, that's 41 cents a day. 41 cents a day. So in other words, every day we need to figure out a way to get to increase our customer value 41 cents, or just every day we're trying to hit the 250 mark. This is all carved in stone. For a lot of people, it's easier to think about 41 cents. Today, I need to increase my customer value 41 cents than what it is. What am I going to do to increase it 250? For others, they're going to say, no, I'm just going to focus on increasing my customer value this week, $2.50. And every day, here's my little action plan. And every day, I'm going to work on that action plan to add $2.50. Other people, you wake up in the morning. It's easier for you. You wake up in the morning and you say, okay, you know, what am I going to do to add 41 cents to my customer value today? Every day, you could find a way to increase your customer value 41 cents over the last 30 days, over 30 days. So just for over the next 30 days, just as an example, you could add one email to your autoresponder sequence would probably do it. Wouldn't you say that if you added a good email to your autoresponder sequence, you might be able to increase your customer value by 41 cents? 41 cents? Get your average customer to spend 41 cents more with you over the next 30 days, or maybe have what we call a stick. You know, that's after someone buys from you, that's you give them something free, bonus or letter or video or something, makes them feel good, reduces your refunds. So maybe instead of making more sales, you just reduce your refunds. That's an easy way to do it, right? Should be able to get 41 cents, say 41 cents average per customer over the next 30 days, you know, by doing that. I improve an upsell or an OTO or a one-time offer, you know, so they buy, you say, would you like fries with that burger? You know, you're offering, maybe you improve that, you test it, you split test it. Maybe you add a recurring billing or a continuity item, you know, a $10 a month thing, $20. Maybe you got a $20 a month thing, you say, hey, I think I can just raise the price on this to $25 a month. Let's split test that and see what happens. So here's what you can do. There's a site called penzu.com that I like. It's very cool. And it's free is the best part. Now, you can use LegalPad. I often use LegalPad, but I also use Penzu. You log into Penzu, and you brainstorm ways every day that you can increase your customer value 41 cents or more. Or you do it at the beginning of the week or the beginning of the month. You know, I'll show you how my planning system that I advise you to use breaks down. But you can do it, you know, whatever works for you. But every day you log into Penzu, get out your LegalPad, and you brainstorm ways to increase your customer value 41 cents or more. Or at the beginning of the week, you know, you say, okay, I need to increase it $2.50. Here's five things I can do. I'm going to work 5 days this week. Here's five things I can do that'll increase my customer value $2.50 over the next 30 days. Now, let me go into Panzu. This is Panzu, and you just write it in there. So here we got our ways. Add an email to the autoresponder sequence. Sell something in the sequence that costs more. Add a recurring billing item to the OTOs. Improve the initial customer experience or stick. This is the exact opposite of what almost everyone does. Would you agree with that? Because don't you think that everyone, you know, I need to make $10,000 a month. And that's what they're focusing, which is great. It's great to have challenging stretch goals for the year and even for a month. But, you know, if that's what you're thinking about today, how am I going to make $10,000? And, you know, last month I made $150. What am I going to do? It just seems overwhelming. No one shows you how to just break this down into something realistic. You know, most people have lofty goals, but never, ever break them down into small, achievable numbers. Most people believe you shoot for the stars, you might hit the moon, but your yearly goals should be a stretch. Makes it fun, exciting, challenging, add some juice to life, right? You certainly need that. But your monthly and weekly goals have to be achievable, you know, broken down. So let's say that your average number of new customers per week over the past 12 weeks has averaged 15. So for the past 12 weeks, every week you've averaged getting 15 new customers. Now, you set a goal then for this month. Say, I'm going to increase it from 15 to 19. Now, so here's the goal. From 15, so right now you're at 15. And we want to go to 19. Now, this is not some huge, I need to make $10,000 this month and last month I made 50 goal. Right? This is, I've been getting 15 customers on average a week for the last 12 weeks. I like to use 3 months for an average. And then in this case, we're setting a weekly goal, so then we divide it down and make it a weekly goal. And we need to increase that to 19. Doesn't that seem a lot more realistic, a lot more practical, a lot more achievable, a lot less confusing, a lot less overwhelming? Like, it's easy to get confused about, what am I going to do to make $20,000 this month, $500,000 this year, $1 million this year? But if I'm saying, hey, what am I going to do to increase my number of new customers from 15 to 19? That's something I can zero in on. That's something I can focus in on. That's something that's accomplishable. That's something that's achievable. Would you agree with me on that? What this means is you need an increase of one customer over your 12-week average per week because you've got 15 right now. We want to make it up to 19. So if every week for 4 weeks, that's a difference of 4. 15 plus 4 is 19. So if every week we just find out how we can add one additional customer on average that we're getting every week, week in and week out, in 4 weeks, we'll be getting 19 customers a week instead of 15. So this week, it sets a very realistic goal. The difference is you wake up in the morning and instead of saying, you know, well, I don't know what I'm going to do today, or you come home from work, you're like, I didn't know anything on my business tonight. I guess I could check Facebook, check my email, go check out a WSOJV Zoo offer, go read that ebook I bought, watch some videos. Instead of that, which ain't going to get you very far, instead of that, it's what can I do this week so that instead of averaging 15 new customers a week, I'm averaging 13. Then the next week, it's what can I do to raise my average new customers I'm getting per week from 13 to 14. Now, maybe you want to do that every 2 weeks. Maybe doing it in 1 week if you're working a job or something is too much. All I'm saying is you break the goal down into something specific, something achievable that you can actually do. And yeah, it's not as exciting as I'm going to make $500,000 somehow, some way if I buy this thing, right? We've all done that. We've all been there when we got started in this business. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff I thought about and did when I got started in the business because I just didn't know. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. So anyway, here's what you do. You go back to Penzu. You go back to your legal pad. You brainstorm 1 or 2 days, and you come up with a few ideas, you know. Once a week, you post a 3-minute video on YouTube, or you do a monthly podcast, or you write an extra keyword-focused blog post per week. You know, these are specific things that you can plug into your schedule. I call them injections because they're specific things that are going to accomplish a specific result that you plug into your schedule. I don't call them to-dos, and the reason I don't use the terminology, quote, to-do, is because what does a to-do do? We don't know what a to-do does. It's just something spaghetti you throw in a planner in an online service or something. It accomplishes something. An injection is focusing on your two numbers, increasing one of the two numbers that matter, your number of new customers, how much they spend, and it's a specific activity that you inject to accomplish a specific result, a specific goal. That's what an injection is, and it's completely different than a to-do because it has a purpose, it has a focus, it has an outcome, if that makes sense. All right, now, here is your money machine. Now, over here, even you didn't notice, is our dollars and time spent. Now, understand this. When you spend time on something, let's say you spend an hour on it, and you view your time as worth, you know, I don't know, it could be $10 an hour, $15, $20, $30, $40. We're going to say $50, that your time is worth $50 an hour. So if you spend 1 hour, you just spent, it's the same thing as you just bought a $50 ad. If your time is worth $50 an hour. If it's worth $25 an hour, you spend an hour, you just spent $25. So let's say you spend 4 hours on article marketing. In this formula here, in this equation here, your dollars in, you translate time into dollars. So your 4 hours, your dollars in, you translate that into, if you can read my chicken scratch, I'm trying to write with a mouse here. But that translates into $200. So if you spent 4 hours of your time, your time's worth $50 an hour. You spent $200, and that's what goes here into your money. So that's what, let me say that again. You spend 4 hours, that's $200. That's the number that goes here into your money machine. Now, we'll talk about these other numbers here and everything, but basically our goal with the money machine is we're going to put a dollar in of time or money spent on advertising, on outsourcers, on whatever, buying articles, doing guest posts, whatever the activity is that's marketing. It could be a thousand things, right? But we're going to put a dollar in, and we want to get $2 out the other side. This is our other side, and this is our process. No, most people don't know this. Did you know, were you aware that there's a process that you can use to take a buck and get $2 out with it? Well, yeah, there is. That's what we call marketing, and this is the process over here that's going to help us do it. This is our two-number process. There's only two numbers here. Number of customers, how much they spend, that's our dollars out. So we want to put a dollar of money or time in, and we want to get $2 out. Wouldn't you agree with me that if you could put a buck in and get $2 out, you could do that over and over and over and over and over again like a machine, that all of a sudden the confusion would be gone, the overwhelm would be gone, because instead of waking up going, oh my gosh, should I buy this JVZ thing, this WSO thing, this offer I just got in my email, this product launch, this clickbait, instead of doing all of that, I'm getting excited about this. Instead of doing all of that, you just say, what am I going to do to put what am I going to do to put a buck in and get $2 out? And if you already have your two numbers going, your two numbers being tracked, which nobody ever does, but you already know your two numbers, you're tracking them, using them, right? Then it's just you, I put a $1.50 in right now and get $2 out. How do I lower that to a buck and a quarter or a buck? And now you have accomplishable, realistic, achievable goals. Now, this is the master formula that I teach in some of my higher level programs, but the basic formula, you know, and I didn't invent this, but it's called Plan, Do, Check, Act. We plan it. We plan how we're going to increase our, get an additional 41 cents to our customer value or $2.50 or whatever. We do the plan. We write out the steps. We got 5 days, so we write out 5 steps. We got 6 days. We write out 6 steps, 1 step a day. And, then we have we also do a master plan where I break it down more specifically, and I call it our top 10 list. And on the top 10 list, we have 3 injections for the month to to increase our number of new customers, and three, to increase our customer value. So that's our plan. Now we do the plan. Now we check at the end of the month and we see if it worked or not, and then we adjust it. We act on it. If it didn't work, we say, okay, maybe I need to turn this thermometer up a little bit more. I need to add another activity. I need to add some more emails to my autoresponder. I need to add another OTO, change out an OTO, test OTOs, right? Try a different funded offer, split test squeeze pages, split test webinar sign-up pages, add a webinar into the follow-up sequence. It could be a million freaking different things. Plan, do, check, act. Nobody ever acts. Nobody ever adjusts. They plan it, they do it. They never check it to see if it worked very much or not, and they never adjust it. Half the time, and a lot of times, it's hard to even do what you plan. So here's how it works in my system. The planning is done by our top 10 list for the month. The doing is done by the top 10 list for the week. The checking is done with our analyzer page. And then our adjust is done in our monthly review. That's how it works in my system. Now, you can create your own system if you want, but this is how I do it. And the goal of this is to make a game of beating your weekly and monthly numbers. So instead of having this serious, almost death-like focus on, I've got to make money now. You ever known something like that? You know, it's like, it's all so freaking unbelievable. There's no fun in it, right? There's no game. You want to make a game of just beating your numbers every week and every month. And that's one of the reasons you want to track them, is now you can make a game of it, right? So you reframe your online marketing as a fun game that you play where you beat your own score every week and every month. By the way, what gets tracked increases. Would you agree with me on that? That if you don't track it, the chances you're going to increase it are nothing. How are you going to know if you increase it? Because you don't even know what the number is. So how are you going to know if you even increased it? And once you start tracking it, then your reticular activating system, this weird thing we got in our brain that alerts us to information, then that springs into action and alerts us to things that can actually help us increase our number. That's why you got to increase your number. It's why you need to write down the number physically, I believe, and not even just doing it on the internet, but actually writing it down on paper, because it helps program it into your brain, hardwired into your reticular activating system. Now, so what you do is you brainstorm every day how to do it, and you'll find your own answers if you just start brainstorming. So think about it. If every single week you have focus on getting more new customers that week than the average of the prior weeks, like I showed you, if you were averaging, you know, 15 customers a week for the prior 12 weeks, and you want to increase that to 19, right? And if every single week you focus on making your customers worth more than your existing average, so they've been worth, you know, 60, you know, we use that example, you know, or whatever, you want to make them worth 65. If you just focus on that every week and you do that with laser-like focus and intensity, is there any way you can't increase your number of new customers and their customer value if you just focus on it every day, every week, and every month? You know, the problem is it's so easy to focus on it this week, and then next week we're on to the next exciting idea. That's really the glitch, the fly in the ointment, like I think my mama would have said, right? What we need is a tool or a system that gets us focused and keeps us focused. Would you agree with me on that? You know, you need a system, you need a tool, you need something that helps you get focused and stay focused. That keeps us from being our own friggin' worst enemy, and we've all been there, done that too many times, right? So here's how my system works. You know, I'm not going to say it's a perfect system, but it's a system and it's a structure that's workable. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's perfect. It's not perfect. I'll probably improve it next year. Hopefully, I'll improve it. But this is what it is today, and it's workable. It works. We start with our top 10 profit planning list for the month. This is where we have our month and then our week. So we write our activities for the month here, and then each week we plan what are we going to do for that activity that we plan for the month. Those activities, these are called injections, because remember, injections are doing a specific thing to increase one of our two numbers, and they're very specific activities, right? Now we plug those into what I call our daily profit plan. So we go from our top 10 profit planning list to our daily profit plan, then over to what we call the magic number increaser. Here's the tool. All of this is in one tool that does it in 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. Here's how this is going to break down. Let me just spell out for you and kind of show you how this works so you understand it. Whether you get my profit plan or don't, whatever, this is going to help you in your own planning anyway. Step one is you fill out your top 10 profit planning list for the month and for the week. So each week, you take your specific injections that you wrote over here for the month, and you plan specific activities right here for the week that are going to make those that you're going to then plug into your daily planning. That's step one. Step two, you insert your injections into your daily profit plan. Here's our daily profit plan. We batch things up here for speed. Boom, 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 boom. We're going to plug those injections into our daily profit plan. Step three is we're going to plan how we'll increase our magic number. This is my magic number increaser here. I can't explain exactly what the magic number is, but we'll get to it. I'll cover it here in just a second. But this is the system or the form that's going to help you increase what we call the magic number. Now, this is a key part of the planner, and this may be the only thing in the profit planner that you would ever need or use. We write in our first-time number of customers here, our three-month average for our number of visitors, which is you take them 3 months, and the number of visitors, the last 3 months, you divide it by three. Then we got our goal for the week. We got our actual first-time visitors that we actually got for the week. Then over here, I have two numbers written here that are what I call my magic number. And you choose your own magic number. I don't give it to you. But it's a specific number that we choose for customer value, and we base our advertising on it. We base our marketing decisions on it. And it is the secret to unlimited sales and unlimited profits. And when you really see it, it's an amazing, incredible, liberating thing. Now, here we have a section where we write in our total dollars we sold this week, what our goal was, what our three-month average was, and our total for the month. The reason I use, like, three-month averages is, you know, if you're just trying to beat your number last month or last week and you had a huge week or a huge month, then you know you're not going to be able to do it this week probably. But if you average out the last 3 months, it makes for more even goal setting. That's why I've got 3 months averages throughout the entire planner, right? No one else does that or teaches this in our industry. I got it from a guy in the car industry, interestingly enough. So anyway, total dollars for the week, the goal, the three-month average, and your total for the month. All right, here's our goal is to constantly increase number of first-time customers, increase the customer value. By tracking your numbers each week and making a game and increasing them, you make it fun. And like I say, I have a system for doing this. There's a system for increasing your customer value, for increasing your number of customers. And it's a game you play each week. You try to beat the prior week's earnings per click. You may have heard of that. It's, you know, how much you sold, and then you divide that by your number of clicks. So that's your earnings per click. And it's a really important number for affiliates, important number if you're buying ads. Step four, five-minute daily ritual. This is our five-minute daily ritual is we're just looking at our money machine for 5 minutes every day. Okay, this is what our goal is this week for increasing our number of customers, new customers. Here's our goal for increasing our dollar value. Now, this is our visitors here, our number of new customers actually in another place in the planner. I don't know. I don't think I show it here, but we have a place in the planner where our number of new customers are, and that's the five-minute daily ritual. You just look at, you know, remind yourself, this is the only two numbers that matter. Here's my goal for the week. You know, here's my injections for the week to increase my number of new customers or my dollar amount, dollar value of my customers or to increase both. You can focus on one or the other or both, but that's it. Now your daily ritual is you just look at those two numbers and you may spend a little time brainstorming if you need to, or you just look over the injections that you've got planned for the day. Boom, that's your focus for the day. You're 100% laser focused on today I want to increase, or this week I want to increase my customer value $2.50, or today I need to increase my customer value 41 cents. How can I do that? Or today this week I need to figure out how I can add an average of one new customer a week. How am I going to do that? What am I going to do this week in order to be able to make that happen? Step five, at the end of the month, you check your dollars by source and by product. And keep in mind, you'll have most of the numbers in the weeklies. You just add it up. You don't have to do this, but this is a thing that helps you break down in depth your advertising to make sure your advertising and dollars are really seriously paying off for you. You got your site, buy solo ads, YouTube PPC, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google. You could write in others here. And then I've got all the numbers spelled out over here. We won't go into them now. But this is so that your advertising becomes profitable. And so that helps you check in at the end of the month to see if you're being successful. Now, you don't have to use the end of the month. If you're really busy, you know, it's too much for you. You don't have to use anything in the planner. Except the 5-minute daily ritual. The one thing you got to do every day is the 5-minute daily ritual. Reminding yourself there's only two numbers that matter. Here's my goal this week for increasing my number of new customers. Here are my goal for increasing my dollar value. Now, step six is you adjust by creating new injections into your top 10 list for the next month. We've got injections 1, 2, and 3 are to increase the number of our first-time customers. Injections 4, 5, 6 are to increase 30, 60, 90 day or the magic number customer value. And then injections 7, 8, 9, 10 are your choice. So here's our goal, $1 in, $2 out, 5-minute daily ritual, reminding ourselves every day, this is a money machine. My goal here is to put $1 in, $2 out. How close am I to that? How close am I? You know, where was I last month at putting $1 in and getting $2 out? Okay, last month I was putting $1 in and getting 80 cents out. That's not good. So this month my goal is to put $1 in and get $1 out. Next month my goal is to put $1 in and get $1.10 out, and you keep working till you're at $1 in and $2 out. Now, why a planner? You say, Marlon, that's all interesting. You've taught me a lot. I could probably go do it from what you said. Well, maybe you could, maybe you couldn't. The planner gives you, reminds you, helps you follow and practice the PDCA, plan, do, check, act cycle. It focuses you each month, day, and week. It zeroes in on the only two things that matter. It provides a structure, a tool, a system to do that. It batches like activities in your daily planner for your speed. Transfers monthly top 10 things to the weekly. Because here's what happens. Have you ever had a top 10 list for the month? Then at the end of the month, you look back and you didn't do nothing on any of them. I've been there. I've done that. I hate to admit it, but I have. That's why you got to have that top 10 list for the month in front of you weekly, saying this week, boom, 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 boom. This is what I'm going to do on that this week. You see, that keeps you, it's just a system, a structure to prevent you from planning these big ideals and dreams and goals for the month. I do none of these, right? It's like prevent you from being your own worst enemy. Now, why print? You can take it to Starbucks. It's a kinesthetic process of writing it down. Digital's not as effective. This helps burn it into your reticular activating system. Something about writing it down. So what the planner looks like. It's 9 inches by 7 inches. And I think it's really beautiful. And you open it up. It's got all your pages you need inside of there. So let me show you what you're going to get with my profit planner system. First of all, in module one is the profit planner itself that's going to be printed and shipped to you in the mail. You get 52 top 10 list planners. You get 52 daily profit planners, 52 magic number increasers, 12 profit analyzer by source sheets, 12 profit analyzer by product sheets. I didn't even show you that part. 2 tell of responsibility pages. I didn't show you that. Couple other miscellaneous pages in the back that I won't be commenting on in this video. Plus you get instructions inside the planner. In module two, we have what I call the core profit planner training. This is how to create your profit plan for the next 7 days and enjoy immediate results with your printed profit planner. You fill out your plan for the first 7 days, get immediate results in 7 days, get confidence. Point of this module is, you know, it's easy to get, you ever get a product, you didn't use it or something. Well, that ain't going to happen with a profit planner because Module 2 says, breaks it down. We go more in depth, and I actually have you write in your planner. I actually show you this part of the planner. Go right here. Here's how you figure your number. Here's how you set your goal. Now write it in your planner now. Right? I actually walk you through and have you write and fill out the important parts, just the really big picture important parts so that you can get results with your planner in the first 7 days. That's Module 2. Module 3 is what I call my jumpstart training. How to turn your internet marketing into a fun game. Manage time 5 minutes a day. Turn your marketing into a game you enjoy. Laser focus in 5 minutes a day. What Module 3 is different than the 7-day training. 7-day training is, here's just the critical elements of your two numbers to focus on to get results in your first 7 days. Here's how to fill them in. Here's how to get started. in the Jumpstart training, we're going to go through and look at the bigger picture. We're going to look at actually how do you create this so that you're getting results and increasing and improving your results week after week, month after month. How do you turn it into fun game you play? And then we go through the entire planner. I go through it screen by screen, page by page, and show you this is what this is. This is what it means. This is what it does. This is what it means. This is what it does. This is your in-depth planner training. But it's beyond that. It's not just talking about the pages, but it's how do you steadily increase your results week after week and month after month? And then how do you do your 5-minute daily? Then this is something I'm jazzed to announce is a new training, February 12, 2014. Unlimited sales and profits, top 10 ways to get new customers and increase your customer value. In module 4, we blow the doors off your thinking, your mindset, your business, your year with unlimited sales and profits, top 10 ways to get the new customers, increase customer value. Focus on the only two numbers that matter. Top 10 plug and play strategy removes the guesswork. So I've done the thinking for you and I'm giving you that my top personal top 10 ways for you to number one, get new customers and number two, increase their customer value. And when you understand and see the big picture in this training, the big point, it opens the door to virtually unlimited sales and profits. That's going to be a real eye-opener, but not only that, you know, you may say, well, Marlon, I'm newer, and I look at the planner in the top 10 list for the month, and I don't know what injections to write in. What did you tell me? What injections do I write in there? Well, that's what Module 4 does is I'm going to say these are the top 10 strategies for increasing your sales, increasing your profits, increasing your number of new customers, and making those new customers worth more. So even if you're newer, you're going to be able to go, okay, well, this is something I can do. I can do this. I can do that. So let's go through and just add up what you get and what I call the arguable value. I call this arguable value because, number one, very briefly, the FTC came out with a rule that said you can't really say it's the actual value unless you've sold it at that. Well, I don't sell these modules individually, so this is not, quote, actual value. This is what I believe the arguable value is. If you were to buy it separately, or this is what, to me, it's actually worth for you. So here's what you get. Module one, Marlon's Profit Planner. Printed and shipped to you by mail, $197. Module 2, that's the core profit planner training that's going to get you fast start in the next 7 days, $197. Module 3, jumpstart training, that's the in-depth, and that's where we're going to show you how to steadily increase your sales profits week after week, month after month. We go through every nook, every cranny of the planner, $197 value. Module 4, unlimited sales and profits, $197 arguable value. You add all of that up, and that is $788. But wait, I have bonuses for you. We have our Gold A-Team Access. It's actually sold at this and more. 10 hours plus of training. That's not an arguable value. That's a real value, $335. Then we got the Secret to Focus, the Secret to Concentration and Time Management course. Now, this is not my course. I purchased the rights to it because I thought it was such an incredible, fantastic course for you. Plus, I've customized it for you, $297. Three issues of Marlon's Profit Planning newsletter that you will be receiving, PDFs of $89.95 value. 137 issues, Marlon's Marketing Minute, actually sells in my members area for $97. You're going to get all 137 issues with incredible value and information in them that you can put to practical use, inspiration, follow my ideas as I explain them over an extended period of time. That's a total arguable value of $808.95. And if we go ahead and look at the big picture here, here's what you get. The Profit Planner, $197. Core Profit Planner Training, $197. Jumpstart Training, $197. Unlimited Sales and Profits. Three issues of the Profit Planning Newsletter. Access to the 137 Marlon's Market Minute issues, $97. Gold A-Team Access, 10-plus hours. Secret to Focus, Concentration, and Time Management. 137 Marlon's Market Minute archive issues. 1 year lost password protection and support. If you lose your password, also support. $97. You get Inside the Planner, my 12 Profit Analyzer by Product Sheets, priceless. 2 Tell of Responsibility pages, priceless. Instruction Side of the Program, priceless. Total $1,895 arguable value. If all I did, if all the planner did for you, if all my planning system did for you was give you laser focus on the two numbers all year, the only two numbers in your marketing that matter, it'd be worth $1,895. $4.93 a day, or whatever that math averages out to, $1,895 divided by 365 days. But if that's all you did, if all you did, all the planner helped you did was give you a tool, give you a structure so that you only focus on those two numbers every day for the next 365 days, it'd be worth $4.05 a day. Because you're going to get a lot more than $5 a day in value if you're focusing every day on the only two numbers that matter. If all it did was build your confidence, because, you know, I'll never forget one time a guy named Reverend Ike was being interviewed on TV and it said, sir, you've been criticized, you know, for just teaching people self-confidence and self-belief. And he said, well, I would never underestimate the importance and the value of self-confidence and self-belief. If all you did was build your confidence and your ability to get results, it'd be worth $1,895. That's all it did. Just building your confidence is worth $5 a day. Wouldn't you agree with me? You go into it more confident, not over confused, clear. That's worth $5 a day, $4.95 a day. If all it did was fix your time management so that it's not an issue anymore and you're not just running in circles chasing rabbits, wouldn't that be worth $4.95 a day? Well, to reward fast action takers, obviously it's not going to be $1,895. It's only $495. That's a guaranteed price. I only guarantee it today only because that price could change. No more confusion, laser focus, total clarity, boost your confidence, manage your time, weekly results, get a fun game to play. But it's not going to be $495, $297 if you order today by midnight Central Standard Time. That's the price. I can't guarantee it after that because, again, this price can change. I do change my prices from time to time. But if you order today by midnight, you will get that price. Before the planner, there's confusion. After clarity, before the planner, out of touch with numbers, don't really know what your customer value is, don't know how many customers you're getting, how much they're worth to you, 7 days, 30 days, whatever your magic number of days is, 21 days. After, you focus on what matters and you know your numbers. Before, too much to do. After, you can manage your time. Before, lack of confidence. After, you got a track record. You know what you've been averaging, so you got confidence because you know what you've been averaging the prior weeks and the prior months and the prior days. No plan for growth before. That's a typo instead of now. It's no plan for growth. After, you have the key to unlimited sales, unlimited profits. Before, you're grinding hard. Nothing wrong with grinding hard. But after, you're making it a fun game that you play instead of just grinding hard. I'm grinding, right? Before, it's complicated to-do list that just keep growing until you got 78 things on a freaking yellow pad. After, you got a 5-minute daily ritual that zeroes you in, focuses in on the only two things that matter. In summary, there are only two things that matter in marketing. With the Profit Planner, you'll focus 5 minutes every day only on these two things. But it's not $495. It's not even going to be $297 today. Today it is $197. Go right now to www.marlinsanders.com/plans. Warning, the price is subject to change after midnight. That is, go there right now, and I'll go there with you in a second. www.marlinsanders.com/plans. Go there right now. Go here right now. Marlon, MarlonSanders.com/plans. MarlonSanders.com/plans. This is the top of our PowerPoint. It should look familiar. You can just scroll all the way down here to right here where you see $197 one-time payment, special limited time offer. Again, this could change at any time. I'm guaranteeing it through midnight tonight. After that, it could change. It's $197. You just click here, add to cart. You go here to my order form. There's my picture. You'll know you're on the right order form. And you could order 3 copies, but unless you're ordering for someone in your family, you'll probably want to order one. But, I mean, you can order a couple for friends or business associates or so forth. Now you just enter your information here, name, address, your country is important. I do not use a P.O. box. Use an actual street address because we have to ship it, right? Put your phone number in there in case UPS needs to contact you. If you want any of my other products, or these are just other products that I have, if you want them, you can check off any of the others. If you don't check them off. Now, we have PayPal here, but let me show you this. If you want to order by Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, then follow my instructions. You click the PayPal button. Fill in all your data just like I've done here. I just put in my name and address just as an example. We scroll down here. We click PayPal. Even though we want to order by credit card, we click checkout. You go to this summary screen right here. Boom, that's great. It says $197. You click place order. All right, that's beautiful. Now, to order by credit card, you're going to click right here. Don't have a PayPal account. You just click that. You have Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex. If you're a little short on cash, PayPal will finance you. No payments and no interest if paid in full in 6 months on purchases of $99 plus. This is $99 plus. So I've never tried that before, but I believe you can use that. Now you just click sign up and continue, and then you're paying by PayPal. That's all you do to get this. So to reiterate, you just go to MarlonSanders.com/plans. Scroll down, click the add to cart, and you'll be off and running. You get the planner. You get immediate access to the training modules. The planner will be shipped to you, and you're going to be off and running on the most exciting system, planning system, and the most unique one developed by an internet marketer for an internet marketing. So go ahead, go there right now. I'll put it in one more time, MarlonSanders.com/plans. This is Marlon Sanders, the king of step-by-step internet marketing. Go there right now so I can get your planner shipped out to you.